This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
You're listening to America's Diesel Podcast.
Continuation.
Welcome back. It may have been one day since you heard us, or like three. So, four. We're back. Let's go.
We haven't moved, actually, from our seats.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to America's Diesel Podcast. This is the intro. This is the end of the intro. Bye, F-Bomb. Nolan Fabrication, thank you for the cups. And shop at dieselpoprocks.com.
Boom.
Join our Facebook group.
2013. Should we recap? We did it. So, we are doing an two episodes.
This is a two-part series. This is like coming out like a day after.
Okay, two-part series. We're ranking trucks from 94 on up. Which one's the best truck? We're trying to be actual gentlemen about it.
We are.
Yeah. Okay, 2013. So, where we left off was 2012. Who was the winner? GM?
GM. Yeah. Give us a quick recap. Okay, this is, unless you're listening to, for some reason, number two before number one. Okay, so 94, 5, 6, 7, Ford. 98, Ram. It's funny for a reason for me. 99, 2000, 01, 02, Ford. 03, 4, 5, 6, 7, Ram. 08, 9, 10, 11, 12, GM.
Wow, GM is
making a comeback.
Making a comeback. So now we're at 2013. Now, again, not much has changed.
The intercooler's changed on the 6.7 Cummins.
Yes.
You know, parts changed.
Depending on what you're on. So this is going to be a tough one because there was two different trucks basically for Ram. Mm-hmm. So we have the 3500 and the 2500. But basically, the only difference is radius arms. They went to radius arms in 3500 and intercooler change. They went to a smaller, low mount intercooler
and
Ford,
different turbo. Yes,
but
still problematic. Not as bad. They're definitely still bad.
Still bad. Emission system kind of starting to get figured
much
out.
Much better.
Much better than the earlier trucks. Mm-hmm. GM still trucking along. Basically, didn't change anything. Ford.
Still rock solid, but the damn turbo.
Those damn turbos. But if that's, you know.
Well, and valve seats. Yeah. They dropped valve seats and they're like 11 and 12s, I think, right?
Was there, I think it was just 11 and 12s, though.
Okay. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
I mean, 13, so.
Yeah.
That's no longer a thing.
Still same injection pump. Mm-hmm. Same with GM. Cummins is the only one still rocking that CP3. This is a tough one because I think Cummins comes back into the chat. Mm-hmm. But is it better than a GM? Overall, you still have a manual transmission option. Mm-hmm. We have the Allison kind of tried and true. Automatics, we have, you know, 68 RFE or an Aizen, right? In 13. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And 6R140.
6R140. Great transmission. Probably the best out of all three of them.
I think we can agree that no matter what, pretty much from here on out, drivetrain Ford's going to win.
Drivetrain wise, yeah, I could, yes, I could agree with that.
So we could take it off. Well, I don't know if we could take it on the table or not, but
I
didn't think this would be the hardest one to decide.
It's a very odd year. Yeah, it is a very odd year. And I don't like the body style of a 13 Ram. Like, I don't.
What did they change?
Nothing, but it's a 13. And for some reason, I just don't like it.
Okay.
It just, yeah, I got a 2013. Nobody cares.
It's true. I'm going to go with a Ford.
You're going to go Ford.
I mean, you pretty much knew the turbo issues at that point.
I am kind of going to revert back to a Ram because they, again, emission system, much better. Things have gotten much better. They're not, I think that could be taken out of the equation. Even though everybody, you know, listen, I don't want to hear about everybody. Oh, you delete it. Okay, we're talking stock truck versus stock truck here. Mm-hmm. But also, it is the only truck still running a reliable injection pump, a CP3. Mm-hmm. And they fixed turbo issues slightly. GM is still great turbo, still. What are you thinking, Corey? Where's your head at?
Originally, I was thinking Ram just because CP3.
Yeah.
And they're still running a solenoid type injector. Everybody else going to PZO at that point.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I'm on the fence for Ram or GM.
Yeah, me too. I don't know if I would put Ford in there yet.
Okay, so you're on the fence between Ram and GM. I'm Ford, and you're just like...
I'm thinking I'm going to stick with Ram on that one just because of the CP3.
I lean more towards the Ram, but...
It's Ram then.
Okay.
14.
14. So, big changes, 2500s and Rams. They decided to put coil springs in the back on the 2500s.
Yeah.
Which is actually not a bad idea for a guy that still needs a heavy-duty truck, but maybe drives it every day and wants something that has a little bit more cushion in the back.
Yeah. I thought it was super dumb at first when it happened, but then after A, riding in your truck, and B, acknowledging that, you know, a lot of people don't get into a 3/4 or a 1-ton truck because of the way it rides.
Yeah.
And this actually, I think Ram was like ahead of the ball on this, and they still are, for offering a 3/4-ton truck that rides really nice.
Still straight axle. And yeah. Ram finally started turning around on the interiors.
Yes, they did.
You got an 8.4 touchscreen. Mm-hmm. Very nice system.
And that was at the Laramie Longhorn. Or the custom Longhorn.
The Limited. I think they called it the Limited. Not even Longhorn. I think it was just called the Limited at that point.
Because remember the dually was that we had for a while.
Yeah.
That thing was so nice.
That's a nice truck.
Supple.
Yeah, very supple.
Supple.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Supple.
So.
On. Supple.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing?
Okay. So, turbo issues on power stroke. That didn't change until 15, didn't it?
Correct.
So, still same thing there. Interiors are still nice, though. Drivetrain still great. Great transmission.
Because if you're going to count Ford out for last year, you're going to count Ford out for this year, too.
I'm thinking Ram takes the cake.
I think a Ram, too. And this is, I think 15 is going to be a hard one here because all three are spitting fire. We got the updated turbo from Ford.
Yep.
We've got the new body style LML.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, those aren't bad. Yeah, I like those. They're similar to the earlier.
Well, I like the later ones compared to the earlier ones.
Yeah, because they added the hood scoop. Mm-hmm. They added the hood scoop.
And it's still a very kind of up and down front. And, I mean, 15... Ram trucks, they're a little bit more refined at that point. The trim package is a lot better. And they get the emission systems got better as well. Still rocking a CP3. I think it's fire either way. I'm going Ford.
I
got that new turbo on there.
I think we have to give credit where credit is due. And again, Ram has not necessarily changed anything from 14. GM body style, a little bit, you know, but I mean, I think that that is the year where Ford's really started to kind of take over.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we have to give it to him. And I think I would go with Ford.
I agree.
Yep.
16. Last year, the LML.
Yep.
Again, Ram didn't really change much.
Nope.
You have to hand it to him, though, for like kind of sticking with something. Like for
good, bad, happier, sad. Ram usually sticks with something for a long enough time to where you just kind of like learn to live with it.
Yeah.
Except for the CP4.
Yeah. We'll get there.
They
we'll
were
get
real
there.
Quick, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. They didn't want to become
up.
A Ford.
We messed up.
So, with that being said, I think it's between Ford and GM.
Uh-huh.
GM's still a rock-solid truck, but when it comes down to a truck, when we have two rock-solid candidates, I think you have to give it to the straight-axle truck.
I have to give
it to the Ford.
I do as well.
Great transmission. Fixing engine stuff or turbo stuff has already been fixed.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hand it to the Ford, I think.
Yeah.
This is going to be a way shorter episode than
that. 17, again, this is a hard one. I think Ram is still out of it, but you've got the L5P, new body style.
Hate it.
But the L5P, great engine.
Yeah.
Right.
And you've got Illuma Duty. You got the first iteration of Illuma Duty, 6-speed. And I don't know if you remember.
I'm going to go Ford just because I absolutely hate the L5P body style, and it's one of those body styles I never got over, and I still fucking hate them.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the L5Ps were okay.
I don't like them.
Well, then I'm not going to steer you away from a Ford. I'll vote Ford in that 10 times out of 10.
I mean, but I feel bad. That's the only reason why I'm saying
that. Well, all things considered, I mean, that's the biggest change between
more,
the two.
I know, but that's more of like my personal, because with the previous stuff, like I feel like I'm looking after people. And now I'm like just taking my own opinion into it.
Tyler.
And I'm looking after Tyler.
Who's also
well, 17, they started throwing lift pumps on, right?
Nobody cares.
They are 16 years too late.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, for me, it'd be between Ford and
like, if
I
you were
Ford
to put both in front of me, I would go, what is this? What is this fucking dumpster doing right here? Give me that Ford.
True.
Okay.
I mean, we're both Ford, so.
I mean, someone give me an argument for the GM.
I can't.
Yeah, I can't.
Gil Banks. He seems to like L5Ps.
I think he's got because he has a government contract.
Okay, 18. Possibly one of the most awkward years for
18,
trucks.
I'm going Ram. Last year, the manual transmission, they held out longer than anybody else. Anybody else.
That's true. And for some reason, I remember like when people called in on the phone, this is kind of an off topic here, but I know when you are on the phones, it's when people call in and say, hey, I got an 09. You can almost always guess it's going to be an 09 Ram.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
You never hear, people had 17 Fords and they had 19 Fords. Really, someone, hey, I got an 18 Ford.
Yeah.
It was just you didn't always hear that. It was 17 or 19. It's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say for 18, Ram takes it last year, the manual, CP3.
And specifically the manual 18. Like that is the truck.
Yeah. 19. Last year of the 6-speed
and
the Ford. And
this is where Ram went south. And Ram is, they've exited the chat.
Yeah.
CP4. Well,
19 and 20, Ram can't be part of the chat.
They're not. That was a screw up, but at least they fixed it very, very quickly.
They fixed it very quick.
So, yeah. Sorry, Ram. I love you, but that was dumb.
So, again, we're against a
GM, which, again, I'm having a hard time because I absolutely hate that freaking body style.
Was it 20 they changed the body style?
To something uglier?
17 to 19. Yeah, so in 2020 is when they went to the newer body style with the stupid-ass mirrors. God, I think I got to go forward again with the 19.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
2020. 10-speed for both Ford and GM.
Yep.
Ram out of the question because it's still out of CP4.
I'm still Ford.
Yeah, it's got to be Ford.
21.
Ram enters the chat.
Ram is back on the table.
I think
this one, I'm out of the... I think I have to be out because I own it. Yeah. So I'm out. It's between you two.
I'm Ram.
Ben?
Me and we got.
I'll be the moderator.
So we got, I mean, we got another four with a 10 speed.
Don't look at me.
Still
look at him.
I know. Just
look at him.
Still Illuminati. So I'm used to looking at you. So, especially today, all your clothes just match.
Thank you. Yeah. I switched my shoes because it was raining.
The shoe, your shoes match better now. Well, they've got green on them.
Yeah, I know. But
oh
yeah.
My god, you, yeah. This is a Tyler's got a fit on. Yeah, he's looking a little fresh.
Thank you.
Tight, man.
Thank you. And he shaved my face, but when it goes on my neck, it makes my face look fat. I noticed that.
Yeah, I look great.
Trim it up. Yeah. Anyways, this isn't about me.
I'm trying to butter you up so you decide to vote.
I can't. I'm out. I know. I am out. I'm moderator.
2021
or yeah.
I don't think that GM is really at this because they have those stupid ass mirrors. And yeah, I've been between a Ford. I'll go Ram. I can get on board with Ram.
Really?
Yeah.
I own one and I'm still like, but what about the transmission?
The 68s have gotten better. I think they have. I mean, think about how erratic a 68 was in 07 and a half compared to now. Or a 21.
I know, but Ford is killing it at this point. Like,
they are. But they came back around.
I'm going to stop arguing with you because I got the W.
But it's the... They came back around to a CP3.
Mm-hmm.
Ford is still going with a CP4.
Yep. Right?
And they just... Yeah. I'll give that. So 22 and 23. I have a hard time saying anything else but Ford on those. The new trucks, the new Ford trucks are just fucking killing it.
Well, like we said, I think the 22 Super Duty should have been Motor Trend's truck of the year because of transmission, engine. I mean, basically, the only thing I could say about it is that it's a Ford. And that doesn't really hold much weight because it's still a great truck. Yeah. I mean, even it having a CP4 pump, they're just a good truck. They're a good looking truck. Their interiors are magnificent.
Oh yeah,
the transmission is incredible.
Axle, suspension, drivetrain.
I mean.
And I feel like they've gone. They do have their emission systems the most out of the three right now.
I think I would agree. And GM,
I don't know, except for yours, you have had really good luck with.
I've
your truck.
Had extremely good luck with my truck. It hardly goes through exhaust fluid. Like I don't even notice it on my wallet as far as it costing me money.
Like, so I think maybe that goes out of the window then, because I think everybody's gotten a lot better.
I think everybody's gotten a lot better. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But I think the biggest thing is the transmission out of these trucks. And Ford is absolutely killing it with horsepower.
Yes. And the 450.
The 450
is the truck that everybody fucking needed.
Yeah. And
everybody needed it.
Interior wise, it is. I don't know what GM was thinking with this body style. But it is the only body style of truck where I haven't came around at and was like, I could dig it. Mm-hmm. Like even the lifted ones, I just don't like the ones that are like set up right. I'm just looking at that truck and going, God, you're fucking ugly.
Yeah.
You're like the baby I wish I never had.
Yeah. I mean, I got to go 22 and 23 Ford.
Yeah. I think.
I think it's no contest.
I think Ford takes 23 too.
And I think part of it is, so this is actually going to bleed into another story. So 22 and 23 is going to be Ford. I'm going to talk about my story in just a second here. I want to tally these up. So we've got, let's see here.
I think Ram is actually in last place and GM might have taken it.
No.
Second. And then Ford.
You think so?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, I think
Ford. I anticipated Ford being on top.
Ram. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. 10 to 5 or 10 to 15. And GM, you had a good run and then you kind of...
Oh, maybe not. Maybe Ram is second.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
God, under 10.
Yeah, Ram under had 10. one good stint and that was it.
One, just be under 10.
Or GM.
Yeah, sorry, GM. It's actually, well, the deviations are great. It's 15, 10, 5.
Oh, thank God.
Ford 15, Ram 10, GM 5.
Yeah. I think that was actually a pretty fair assessment of the years of vehicles. I mean, obviously there's things we could just take into consideration, like manual, auto, you know, obviously there's categories of each year that we could really break down. But as far as overall, I think that's a good assessment of like a good buyer's guide for a truck.
Okay. Let's play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Pick the best year.
That's tough because I do like, I love my truck. I love my 21. I love that fifth gen body style. I love the front end. Like it's a good body style of truck. The interiors, even the basic interiors are nice. The like trimmed out ones are even nicer. Engine wise, the thing that holds me back is still the turbo. Even though like, I don't know. Maybe the transmission is the biggest thing that holds me back. It has to be the transmission. That is the one thing that holds me back. I think overall the best truck right now you could buy would be the later model Ford. Just because of that transmission that, I mean, yes, my, you know, the Cummins has plenty of power. It's a great truck. I don't have issues with the turbo. I don't have issues with the emission system, but ultimately the thing that's holding Ram back is the transmission. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that on many occasions. You know, they got to do something. And I wish they would bring the manual transmission back, because if they brought the manual transmission back on a new truck, like that would be like ultimate to me. That would be like top dog, no questions asked. I don't care what fucking automatic you have. To have a manual transmission in one of these trucks is like, that would be like, you know, the holy grail.
I think so, at this point with how established. Okay, I'm back. At this point with how established people are with Fords, Ram has to figure out how they're going to steal those people back.
And it's going to come down to the transmission.
It has to be a manual. The manual is the only way that you're going to not only get a guy.
You steal the truck guy back.
Yeah, that's the only way you're going to get a guy in a Ford to ditch what Ford has to offer to go with a Ram.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's some hardcore Cummins guys out there that will always buy a Cummins, mm-hmm. which I understand. But yeah, the transmission is huge. I mean, we've talked about it on plenty of episodes that Ram needs to do something transmission-wise because they're just not keeping pace with these other manufacturers that are putting out these 10 speeds. It's just not, the 68 doesn't hold a candle to these 10 speeds.
No.
And if you haven't drove one, do me a favor, go to a dealership and act like you're going to buy one and go drive one because they're incredible. Like the ability of that engine to be like just in the power all the time, is awesome. And it's freaking life changing, man. And like I said, the only thing that would change my mind would be a manual transmission, because I'm a truck guy and I like driving trucks, and there's nothing better than having a manual transmission with a higher horsepower diesel truck. Right. Like with all these the horsepower numbers keep raising and raising and raising, and be able to have a manual transmission like would be epic.
Imagine a factory 475 horse or 500 horse
with a manual
in a Cummins
with a factory dual disc. Fuck, and not some fucking goddamn dual friction flywheel or dual mass flywheel shit. Like get that shit out of here. Put a regular, just a tried and true freaking manual transmission in there.
That's a goddamn man's truck.
That's a goddamn man's truck. Yeah. And that would be like, again, like that is the holy grail of a diesel pickup for me.
Mm-hmm. I got another scenario for you here. So GM went on a stint in our contest here from 08, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
And I think a big portion of that...
Even though I hated that body style, but yes. Yeah.
Even though a big portion of that, and I feel, is because of specifically the 6'4", it knocked Ford out.
Yeah.
So hear me out on this. Imagine Ford just didn't do the 6'4", and they came out with the 6'7".
Yeah.
Power stroke in 08.
With a CP3.
With a CP3.
That would have taken it.
That would have
taken it.
100% taken it.
Yeah.
And also, any of these other...
And whatever fucking Garrett, the Garrett turbocharger instead of a... Well, they had a Garrett, but not that fucking dual wheel pile of shit they were using, but like a Duramax style turbocharger. I know they couldn't because of the design of the engine, which is they're the most revolutionary when it comes to engine design like that. For them just to take... to basically go to the pad of paper and develop an engine all on their own. Like, they're the only manufacturer to do that.
Yeah.
And they built one hell of an engine.
They really did.
I mean, you got to hand it to them. That was one hell of an engine. And talk about an awesome design. Put the exhaust in the valley of the engine. I mean, you've got, like, this much space between the exhaust and the turbo. Mm-hmm. Like, there's... like, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
And then intakes on the outside, like, it's just a great design.
Yeah,
it really is.
I think it's really cool. They sound wicked too.
They sound wicked.
But yeah, I think if the 6.4 had never happened, I think GM might have only been on this board once or twice.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's hard to say though, because I think they'd still have their growing pains.
I think they would have too, but.
You think it'd be enough to trump those years, though?
With how bad the 6.4 is, but how good the truck is around it?
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, they were like 95% there.
Price, just price think about the things that we have going for the GM at that point. The interior, everything, basically everything else around the engine. 6.4 body and truck, fantastic. 5R110.
Yeah.
Radius arm, all that stuff. The truck around the engine is great. Just the engine's kind of... It's a quick burning candle.
It's a firecracker.
Yeah. All right, so here's another crazy scenario here, since we're just throwing that out there.
Uh-huh.
How does that list change if the Duramax has solid axle?
Oh, wow. That would first of all, I don't think they could fucking, like, I don't, I wow. That would change some shit. Which I'm surprised they didn't at some point. They were just so just... They're still, to this day, they're just IFS. IFS is the way to go. Which it's fine on, you know, like a stock truck if you like dudes. But it's like... it's just... If they came out with a solid axle truck, could you imagine?
Yeah. My question is, you'd think... according to that song that recently came out, that dudes who like dudes wouldn't want a smooth riding truck. They would, you know, he's bouncing off my booty cheeks. They would want to be in like a leaf sprung Ford. I can't believe I'm fucking saying that right now. They would want to be in this.
They like that rough ride.
That bucking Bronco. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know why they're in Duramaxes.
They don't want to spill their coffee.
I know what it is. They do ride like shit because they're on rubber band tires.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they're riding out riding even worse. I get it now. It all makes sense.
And that's a...
Yeah, it's
I wonder if that was ever something that was talked about around the big, you know, executive table. Like,
yeah.
Hey, should we get rid of this IFS and do like a solid axle truck?
Like, well, we've been doing fucking IFS forever. Yeah. We love it.
My husband is so happy with it. It rides just like my sister's Tahoe. I love it.
Do you think it's enough to pass Dodge if they went solid axle?
I think it'd be a contender because one transmission that the Allison. It's got a ton of support and it's a very popular and it's a name that everybody knows. And it's like, wow, if there was a solid axle Allison powered or not necessarily powered, but Allison equipped
To be fair, I don't think it dethrones Ford. I think it would.
I think it puts in a run for its money.
Yeah.
But if it did go solid axle, do you think they would have fallen into the leaf spring trap? And then the radius arm?
I don't think they would have done leaf spring.
Do you think they would have gone like four link immediately?
I think they would have done like a four link, like a ram. And the only reason why I say that is because a four link gives, like, as far as ride quality goes, a four link essentially would give you better ride because it gives you a little bit of that axle twist, whereas a radius arm is stuck. And it doesn't, you know, rotate as you go over a bump quite as nice.
True, but
as
it has a bigger axis that it rotates about.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a, I don't know which route they would have gone. They would probably would have done like, I don't know, a fucking.
What's more complicated, a four link or radius arm? Because GM would go the more complicated route.
I think
100%.
Probably a four link just because there's two brackets on the frame.
Okay. But which one is okay. Going off of what Jesse has told us about GM and Chevy, which one's cheaper to manufacture, a four link or a radius arm? I think the radius arms are cheaper.
I think the radius arms are cheaper.
It's basically one stamped or bent, whatever the hell they do. Yeah.
One stamped piece versus doing four and again, two brackets on the frame.
Mm-hmm. So I think they would have
gone radius arm. And then you got two separate measurements that you got to calculate, you know, for the upper and the lower arm.
They would have gone radius arm.
Yeah.
And I think that they would have done it in.
Would they have done like a radius arm with a coilover?
No.
No, of course not.
That's too complicated.
Nobody does that.
Yeah. I think they would have gone that route in 05 in 06 when they switched to the LBZ. I think that's when they would have made that choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
I mean, I'd say either that or it would have been with the LMM because they would have, if they were looking at 06. They would have been like, well, we're going to have an all new body style.
Yeah.
We might as well just do all new body style, all new suspension. And they would have done it with LMM or the LBZ.
It's probably all that, you know, diversity training that they got back in the day. And they just, you know, had to cater towards, like, nobody's taking care of
you.
These guys.
All these people I heard driving trucks, wishing they rode like cars.
Yeah.
You should give them cars.
Yeah.
But that are trucks.
Yeah.
And rainbow britches.
Yeah. That's a good question, though.
That's an interesting scenario to think about.
Yeah, because I think it would have been a freaking game changer.
I got another scenario for you here.
Yeah.
Everything we just did.
Yeah.
But two-wheel drive trucks.
Who buys those?
I know.
People in Southern California.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Yeah. So
I don't think anybody cares.
Two-wheel drive OBS trucks or twin I-beam.
Yeah. I don't think anybody cares.
Yeah. Two-wheel drive Ram trucks were dummy axles, I think, for some of them.
Nobody cares.
So they still rode like shit.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
I can't think of one single person that would care.
No.
I mean, I want a two-wheel drive truck, but I want a first-gen two-wheel drive.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think if you're doing two-wheel drive, it gets slammed.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
You're either slammed or you're full tube chassis.
People who lift two-wheel drive trucks are... I mean, never mind.
I can't talk. Mine was two-wheel, so...
Evan Hernandez, if you're listening, we're talking about you. Stop lifting two-wheel drive trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine wasn't lifted, though.
Let's call you a weirdo.
Yeah. I'll call you something. It's called... Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-wheel drive.
You just drive that right to the Barbie movie.
Yeah. Right to the gay bar. I think even you take that to a gay bar, they'd be like, two-wheel drive truck?
Yeah, like, oh, my God.
You didn't get into no mud holes with that thing. Yeah. Definitely not mine.
Yeah.
Hell. Is that too much?
Yeah,
is that too much?
Yeah, probably. All right.
Oh, dear God. All right. That's going to wrap this one up. I really appreciate all you guys tuning in to hear us discuss. We'll try to discuss with integrity.
Yeah.
Really lowercase integrity on that one.
Yeah.
Of which truck was best throughout the year. If there's other stuff you want us to rate, and I know we had somebody ask us about a rate on more Rate My Rides. We're still potentially working on that.
We'll get there.
But if there's other stuff, like this kind of thing, I like talking about and trying to dissect. I do, sometimes we get suggestions that are like really either oddly specific.
Yeah.
Or like,
it's like, really, dude, that's a 2-minute conversation.
Way too vague.
Yeah.
So... yeah, if you want us to debate something, get up and we'll
do her.
We'll put her on the docket and we'll just drive her down. Just get her down.
Just get her down. All right. We're going to pee. Finish it.
I want to talk about one meme I saw.
Oh, my God. Go.
And it was about. It was from Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
And I like Nikki Haley. I think she was a great foreign ambassador. But during the Republican first debate, she was like, if you want something done, you know, ask a woman. Or if you want,
yeah.
Get it done. So she's all these like B-roll like advertising pictures of women in front of like a bridge, a dam, an airplane, a special office. Get it done. It's just fucking. Okay, I'm not into that. But like, don't get me wrong. How many women are building dams? Yeah. Fucking less than zero, okay?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah, there's women building dams, and those are dudes.
Yeah. Those are dudes named Ashley.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
These two episodes are probably going to get us canceled, so if you never hear from us again, that's why. The Illuminati is real. Epstein didn't kill himself. Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe and check us out at dieselpowerproducts.com.